In this episode, discover why most business videos fail and how to ensure yours succeed.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hello, hello. All right. So I've been keeping a close eye on a topic that I'm rather passionate about. I've been watching a lot of videos over the years. You know, before Strons van der Ploeg, who's won 2 Emmys for his video production, joined Wirebuzz, I had already filmed over 10,000 videos in my career. None of them at the caliber of what Strons produces. And thankfully, you know, I've learned a lot through the production process over the years. And I want to talk with you about why most business videos fail, so yours can be ensured to succeed. And over the years, there's a very repetitious mistake that I see marketers make. The goal here is to help you get out of a standard traditional mistake that we were all raised with and bring you up through the process of where video marketers are now, so your projects do nothing but generate very specific results. Now, one of the biggest reasons why most business videos fail is because most marketers, what they do is they choose the wrong video production partner for their online business videos. Spend a moment and just think about online business videos, okay? That's a relatively new niche, and marketers, when they choose the wrong video production partners, what they're doing is they're starting off with, who do I know that has a camera? Let's see. All the people that I know, who's got a camera that could film this video? That's the wrong way to get started. And yet most people do it. And then they go, how about that kid, Timmy, with a camera? He's got a camera. He could do the video for us, and Timmy would probably do it pretty cheap. Or the person says, well, what about that wedding videographer? They did an amazing job on Jenny's wedding. Imagine the emotions that they got out of grandma. Grandma never shows emotions, right? You see that mistake. Or they say, oh, I know somebody that's a TV or a movie producer or a television production company. And that's also a mistake because TV networks have their own distribution channel already. That's why they're a network. So when you go to a television production guy, they don't have any idea how to get your project online, how to streamline that process to ensure that it generates ROI. In fact, out of the 3 that I just gave you, kid with camera, wedding videographer, or TV production guy or company, who amongst those 3 has the most online experience? Kid with camera, wedding videographer, or TV production guy? Which one? It's the kid with camera, right? Because he's crushing games and building homes on Minecraft. And he probably spends 6 hours a day online, but the wedding videographer has nothing to do with online, right? Or the television production company, he just creates 30-second or 60-second commercials and occasionally does segments or a documentary in his life, but nothing online. You see, none of them provide what businesses really need. You know, when your boss comes to you and they're like, hey, we need to get a video. Do you know what they're really saying? They're not saying we need a video. Nobody needs a video. What they need and what the boss is asking for is ROI created from a video because they already know video generates freakish results. So when you're looking for somebody to create your online business video and you need it to ensure results, you need to go to somebody that already knows how to generate results online with text or email or search or social, because they already understand, they already live in that world and specialize in creating conversions. They're different universes. So always look for somebody who understands the environment, the world in which this content is going to live, thrive, and convert in. I want to give you a visual metaphor that I think explains this whole thing perfectly. A business video is just like a passenger train. What it does is it moves people to a desired destination. And online, that business video only is successful when you first lay out the path, just like the train tracks. You would never build a train and not put it on train tracks, right? Why wouldn't you? Because you already know that the passengers wouldn't get to the final destination. A passenger train without tracks, just like a business video without the strategy and the execution tactics, a passenger train is just stuck in the mud. It doesn't go anywhere. So an online business video is only successful when you first lay out the path. Now, I'm going to talk to you about what that path looks like. And if you want your video to generate some type of measurable results, you have to identify what that measurable result is at the beginning. You can't be shy about it. You can't just throw it up there and hope that something magical happens, because that's not how the world works online. You have to strategize the entire path to purchase, like laying out each piece of wood tied down to a spike that makes up the entire train track system, all the way from strategy to ROI. You've got to plan that out in advance. We're going to spend a few moments in this podcast episode breaking that down, all right? Because I want to make sure that when you put your name on a project, that you always get your passengers, the people that watch your video, to the end goal destination where they can buy, right? All right. The first goal then is to map everything out from strategy to ROI. So what's in the path from strategy to ROI? Or if I want to use the same metaphor, what are the different stops along the way in the strategy phase that allows you to detail out strategy to ROI, right? Just like if you're getting on a train. And when I was 23 years old, I traveled through Europe for 90 days. My parents' graduation gift. And I was so lucky that they gave me this, because it's been so invaluable for me to understand the train systems. I'll explain in a moment. But I did 90 days. I basically lived on those trains because I couldn't afford a hotel room. And every time you're going from like Munich to Paris, you know which spots you're going to stop along the way. And the same is true with video production. In fact, when Wirebuzz was recently in, where were we, Christo? Amsterdam, our plane, which we were going to hit a connector from London to Amsterdam, was frozen in. So we all jumped on trains and made our way into Amsterdam. And I'm not sure, I'll take all the credit for it, I'm the CEO, this is what we do. I'm not sure if we would have made it in time for our client's video shoot in Amsterdam if we didn't quickly jump on a train and get ourselves through the train systems all the way up into Amsterdam. Look, first, you map everything out. So let's talk about those stops along the tracks. The first one is strategy. And I want you in strategy to first start off with what is your goal, right? What define that goal? What is the ROI, the return on investment? And in that ROI, you should be able to detail out, if you know what you're doing, what the actual KPIs, the key performance indicators are that will evaluate this project to determine if it's a success or not. Most marketers are a little scared or intimidated to do this. And it's complex, and I get it. And on the show notes page, at wirebuzz.com/115, I'm going to put up there a slide that comes right out of my keynote speech. And it's what marketers need and what help they need when generating ROI with their videos. And there are 5 questions on here that you need to ask your video creator. And in those 5 questions, which I'll get to in a moment, you'll know if your video creator is a television production guy or a kid with camera, or they do weddings and bar mitzvahs, or if there's somebody like me who's ready for prime time online with your video projects and moving all your passengers directly to the station where they get out and make a purchase decision. So the first thing, strategy, detail out what ROI looks like, what that return looks like, define it. It's the only way you'll ever get there, just like going on a train ride from Munich to Paris, you absolutely need to know what success looks like. Success would be arriving at Paris, right? At what time and at what station? You need to know all those things. And so after you detail out strategy, you're going to come out with a better picture of what all the next steps, all the interconnected stages in the path look like. So first, you got to lay out, what is the goal? What is the theme of this video? It's not creative. Creative comes later. What is the goal? What does the ROI look like? What does the call to action inside the video player look like? What are the words? What's the messaging, high-level message that we have to get out? Do we need to build anything on the website to support this video when the video is ready in 6 to 8 weeks or 9 to 12 weeks? What needs to be built? Is it a landing page that has a URL that matches the call to action that's going to be baked into the video? Or maybe the URL is going to be in the lower third of the video. Map all that out. And the reason I'm being a little bit stern with you is I want you to recognize that if you do it after the video is created, you've got a whole lot less options. You want to make sure that everything is hand and glove married in together, because when you do it in advance, it's cheaper. Hey, there's a reason why architects use blueprints. Do you know what that is? Do you know why? Architects use blueprints because it's cheaper to erase than to tear down a wall. And most marketers jump right into video creation. They just get all creative. They get all, like, I've seen the silliest things from marketers. My God, they start thinking about the director chair for their video. And I've heard them discuss the name they want on the back of their chair long before they even discuss the goals of that video. Okay? So please make sure strategy, then your website, what elements need to be built. And then you start thinking about the scripting from that video. The reason I want you to do it that way is because the website development is going to take 6 to 8 weeks also, right? And they all have to be finished around the same time, or you're burning time, you're losing opportunity, and you're becoming an expensive employee. Expensive employees get moved, right, to other people's companies. Then once you're working and you understand what the ROI goals are, then that blueprint gets handed off to the script writers. The script writers have to choose the right script writing template. In a moment, I'm going to give you that script writing template that we created. It's a way for you to select the right copywriting framework for you to make sure that you've got a really valuable, compelling video. Don't wing it. People that wing it make mistakes and they don't generate the full ROI potential. So once you select the right script writing template and you start writing that video, then you go back to your strategy and you reach in and isolate out that call to action that you already identified that's going to work when you get there. Now, once you get into the third phase, that's content creation. Right? That's where you take the blueprint that was created in strategy and you start to execute against it to make your life easier. There are three proven copywriting frameworks that Wirebuzz uses often on our client videos. They are tried and true. They've been what copywriters and scriptwriters have done for videos for generations. And they're proven out to, if you do it the right way, to create results. I'm going to get you a URL right now, and you're going to want to write this down where you can access it. Wirebuzz.com/scripts with an S. There are three templates in there. You select the one that works best for your type of product or service, all right? And then follow that. Make sure as you go through it, you take the call to action that you already identified, and you start to add that call to action in the appropriate spots inside of your script. Now, in this phase is where you start creative. Content creation, the third phase, is where you start coming up with creative ideas. But that doesn't happen until you already start to look at what your scripting template framework is, right? can't do it first. I know there's a lot of marketers out there that leapfrog forward. Oh, Todd, I've been through this so many times. I've been creating TV commercials since Mary Tyler Moore was on. I hear this stuff all the time. And yet none of that matters online, because online is a different beast. If you've got television production work, great. It doesn't really benefit you here in the digital space until you start to integrate the things that I'm talking about. Strategy, web development, content creation. You also, while that video is being written, you should, in the same voice, write the text that goes around that video. Why? Because if the text on the page is different or written in a different style than the script for the video, there's going to be a disconnect. Wherever you have a disconnect, do you know what happens? Marketing train wrecks happen, because inside of this interconnected path of train tracks that I've been sharing with you is where all of the marketing accidents happen in derailment. Derailment takes place when people don't get to ROI, all right? So after you're in the content creation phase, you then detail out the next step, which is going live. This can happen while the video is being created. You can create the page that it's going to live on. Make sure it's got the right appropriate title that's designed for conversion or interest, whatever the template is. It's got to be married. And then the final phase is connecting up your ad spend, because you're probably going to have to get this video out in front of people or target your database or some type of strategic way in order to make all of the train tracks work. The final one is ROI phase. It gets connected. They're all train tracks through your entire system. And the sooner you start to do it that way, and you do it every single time the same way, you eliminate the biggest obstacle, which are projects that don't make it. Now, one of the things I see marketers do all the time is they start off, they don't start in strategy, they don't start in after strategy going to web development, and they just skip right to content creation. And this is primarily why most video projects fail, okay? It's because people get excited with video. But now you know, I'm going to teach you the next step in this process. Don't worry about not being able to visualize this, okay? I'm going to put the train tracks, all the different stages, on the show notes page for this episode. You can take it, look at it, learn from it, wirebuzz.com/115. So let's get back to the concept of the hiring the wrong video creator, okay? It's like a linchpin or an Achilles heel. It's where most problems take place. So just to quickly summarize with hiring the wrong video creators, if they have anything to do with traditional video creation, commercials, television production, or there's somebody that's currently like a kid with camera. Everybody's got a camera nowadays, so that doesn't qualify them to create your business videos. What you should recognize is none of those three can provide what businesses really need. What you need, what your boss is asking for, what your business deserves is ROI, right? The quicker we understand that as marketers, the faster we stop making routine mistakes that impede your ability to deliver what your employer is asking for. The reason you can't hire a non-digital marketer to create your online video is because they aren't skilled in creating the interconnected train tracks that you need your videos to run on. All right. Without those train tracks, your video is just stuck in the mud like a train that's going nowhere. And you have to path out everything to conversion. Here's what marketers need help in when generating ROI for their videos. And this will be on the show notes page also, wirebuzz.com/115. Here you go. Does my video creator know how to execute online? When you're interviewing somebody, you've got to ask that. Because if not, your team in-house has to be rock stars online. And I got to tell you, it's become so complex that even though I am the video guy, I still have to consult with three or four people in our office in order to be able to execute at an acceptable level. Now, you may find that that's a little extreme, but the reality is, as you hear me go through this checklist, there are so many important pieces along the way that look, if I miss up one, I'm going to have a derailment and nobody will show up at the final destination where they can make a purchase. So, does my video creator know how to execute online? The second item is, can they integrate our videos into our existing digital tactics and technology? So, what are the tactics? Search, social, email, traffic, ad spend, and sales conversion. Now, video isn't a tactic. A lot of people make that mistake. Video is the best accelerant for every online tactic that I just mentioned: search, social, email, traffic, ad spend, and sales. Video is like pouring gasoline on the fire of any of those tactics. It makes things go quicker. The third thing you have to ask is, are they able to track audience viewing data and send that information directly into our CRM? Why is that possible? Why is that valuable? Because everything needs to be tracked back in order for you to prove out ROI. If you're just rolling the dice with your videos, you're setting yourself up for failure. And maybe you deserve to hire a kid with camera at that point because the project isn't going to succeed anyway. The fourth item, do they understand how to leverage video across a buyer's journey and a sales funnel? Those are so vital, that basic understanding of how a buyer's journey works, and can they lead you that way, right? You need somebody to lead you, because if you're relying on yourself to be the smartest one in the project, that's another problem or recipe for failure. The fifth one is, can my video creator help me locate, engage, convince, and then convert our target customer? Those are the five things that marketers need help generating ROI with their videos, right? Anybody can create a video. Everybody's got a camera in their back pocket, but we're not talking about television commercials. We're not talking about a video that's going to play in the lobby of your office. We're talking about a business investment that generates ROI. Failure of execution looks like this: bad strategy, bad production quality, poor scripting, poor visuals, inferior audio, bad implementation of online tactics. Okay? Those, each one of those could have 25 individual questions that all need to be answered correctly in the strategy phase in order for you to execute when you get into the content creation phase. Okay? So video is so important because it accelerates everything, and how to choose the right video production partner will ultimately determine success or failure. To create messages that sell, you need really great, compelling copywriting. To sequence videos together to drive sales, you need funnel experts, and so on. In other words, you have to understand the difference between traditional video creators and online digital marketers that specialize in video. The success of your project will ultimately be determined by who's making your videos and what non-video sales and marketing experience they bring to the table. Ultimately, you need more than a video creator to generate results. You need someone who understands sales, digital marketing, how content, including video, moves people to make a purchase. And the right video creator will be able to guide and advise you to the simplest path to ROI, a return on investments. Television producers, wedding videographers, kids with camera, they can't do that. They live in a different world. The right video creator for your small business will be able to create your detailed tactical strategy, the conversion or the sales landing page that you need for that video to live on, compelling copywriting that's designed for your specific goals, that they should be able to socialize that content or advise and guide you how to socialize that content direct to your target customer. And they'll also be able to track back and to prove out ROI goals, and to make recommendations on how to optimize and grow. If you want to learn more about my secrets for guaranteeing your videos generate ROI, return on investment, well, I created a 5-part video mini course for you. It's free to the listeners of this podcast. You can access it wirebuzz.com/ROI. It is just that easy. And when you sign up, I will send you direct to your inbox the first video featuring yours truly breaking it down. Now, you should know this video has been so effective in educating people that a vast majority of the people that sign up for it watch this series all the way through. And it is a game changer for businesses of how to use the power of video online to win each and every time. That's why we're saying guaranteeing your videos generate ROI. So in a nutshell, if you need to understand how to generate ROI online, right, it boils you back to why most videos fail online. And if you understand why they fail and you follow the right proven frameworks for starting off with strategy and finding out everything you need, writing it all down, visually looking at it, everything from strategy to ROI, it'll help ensure your projects are successful. So to get access to that downloadable templates for your scripting, wirebuzz.com/scripts with an S on the end, to get access to my 5 questions that you need to ask your video creator, right? Because marketers need help generating ROI with their videos. And in order to determine if your video creator is ready for prime time online, wirebuzz.com/15 is where that will live. And the other URL that I gave out is the mini course to how to guarantee your videos generate ROI, wirebuzz.com/ROI. All of those are free and at your disposal because it is my goal to help you navigate the path to creating really great videos that aren't just trains stuck in the mud, right? I want you to move your target audience all the way to a purchase destination. That takes pre-planning and precision, takes mapping everything out beforehand. And when you do it and you follow that proven method and lay out each of the tracks before you start creating any of the videos, you'll see you get measurable results each and every time because you'll start to sniff out the projects that aren't going to work and you'll cut them long before you invest in them. It is just that simple. So on behalf of the team here at Wirebuzz, it's a real honor to guide you in the path of becoming a video marketing master. It's a lot of information. I know it's a huge topic. I'm also going to put on the show notes page each of the different strategy stops that you should detail out, from strategy to web development to content creation to going live, which also includes social media, and then your ad spend and your ROI. That's the path, all right? And so, hey, the next episode, which will be 116, I'm going to break down the latest video marketing news for you. I want you to understand what's happening in the world of video marketing so you could be prepared. And really the big picture here is, as I talk about the news, anybody could talk about the news. That's easy. So let's talk about the news in video marketing and let's discuss what your business takeaways are, right? I'm going to do both of those in the next episode. There's some very compelling information. And if this podcast episode was valuable to you, if I made you a smarter marketer, please share it with a friend you're rooting for, somebody in your office or a client or a colleague, and make sure you go to iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. Every week we pump out 2 really great episodes. And you can find them at each of those sites where podcast episodes are available, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And look for Video Marketing Mastery. Hit the subscribe button. Leave me a little, really honest rating and review. In fact, what I'm going to do, doesn't matter if it's good or bad, the next 4 reviews that are posted, iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, I will read them on a coming episode. But I need you to do me a favor. I need you to tip me off. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling in the coming weeks. As you can imagine, I'm going out to Columbus, Ohio. I'll be out there for the National Society of Genetic Counselors Conference. And at the end of the conference in Columbus, I'm flying my dad out. That's right. Howard Hartley, the big cat's flying out, and we're going to go see the Ohio State Buckeyes play in the Horseshoe, something that's been on our bucket list for a long time. We're going to go see a college football game. Oh, and everything. It's going to be a whole lot of fun with a little college football, and I'm excited for it, especially to bring my dad there. And then I'll be going to Las Vegas for Pain Week. Yes, no, Pain Week is not an SMM Vegas conference. Pain Week is about pain management, you freaks. And I'll be out there advising clients and guiding them on their digital marketing strategy. So please know, if you leave a rating or a review, take a screenshot. Send it over to me. You can access me on all the social networks. I will see it, and I will spotlight you in a coming episode. On behalf of the team here at Wirebuzz, we thank you so much for your time. We know it's precious. We try to always fill it and this podcast full of really powerful information so you can be a video marketing master.